أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran In this series where we have been reviewing chapter number 56 Surah Al-Waqi'ah and the commentary as authored by His Eminence Sheikh Muhsin Qira'ati in his Tafsir al-Nur In our previous discussion you'll recall that we reflected on some of the punishments that God had in store for those who were making their way to the abyss of the world to come. Today we want to look at some of the proofs of our creation and obviously of our Creator, because the proof will always guide back to something or someone. In this case, it is to God and Him being our Creator. Now, before we go into the commentary of this passage and some of the takeaway messages that we need to read and reflect, let us listen to the Arabic of these four verses, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and have the review of this passage. Allah says the following in chapter 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 57 through to 60.
نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ
It is we who have created you the first time. Why do you then not realize the reality of the resurrection? Have you given thought to the sperm drop, your life germ that you emit?
أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ
Is it you that created yourselves, or are we the creator of it? It is we that have ordained death for all of you, and we cannot be stopped from it. As we see that this passage of four short verses, God is trying to give us some of the proofs that just as we were created for the first time, that we will die and that He can create us once again. It's not hard for God to bring us back. God tells us that we have ordained death for all of us, for all of humanity, and He, or rather nobody, can stop that from happening. Now looking at the commentary of this passage, it was explained in the previous verses that the wretched people, Ashab al-Shimal, they had doubts in regards to the resurrection and used to say, once we have died and our bodies have turned into dust, will we really be brought back to life? Well, from this verse and beyond, God, Allah, presents numerous examples of His power in this temporal world so as to remove any improbability of the resurrection day taking place within our minds. The proofs which the Quran presents transcend time and place. They are neither limited to a particular time, nor are they only for a specific geographic location and era. Whether it be the fetus in the womb or the germinated seed in the ground, the Quranic proofs are relevant to all times and places and are clear for everyone to understand. There is a wisdom in that the time of our death has been kept hidden from us, and there are actually many benefits to this. From one point of view, it makes the person ready that at any time death may approach them, while at the same time, it allows the person to have a normal daily life schedule, because the person would not be waiting for a certain time to die, as if they were, then life would be a very bitter experience. Although some of the preliminaries required to create the next generation of people, for example, the act of sexual intercourse, the fertilization of the egg by the sperm in the womb of the woman, which is done directly by the human beings. However, we see that the inoculation of the sperm and the egg and its growth in its several stages and its maintenance and growth into a perfectly formed human being with its unique characteristics that every human possesses, that this is all the work of Allah, the work of God. We can even state that even if the human being were to be able to be grown outside of the womb of its mother, still this would not diminish God's power in the least and does not bring to question His power of creation, because this is all in the hands of God, and the human being does not play a role in the designing stages of the creation. Let us conclude with a few takeaway messages from this portion of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Point number one is that why should people have doubts in regards to the resurrection? The one, meaning God, who created everyone, can bring them back into creation once again. Just because our bones will turn into dust and maybe even spread out across the oceans and the seas and the lands, it doesn't mean that God cannot re-engineer the human being from his initial creation. Point number two is that when it comes to propagation and respectful disputation with others about religion, we need to make use of tools such as questions so as to awaken and call the consciousness of the audience to realize the realities. Questions are a great way to get people to think, and as we have seen in this passage, God does this by posing rhetorical questions to you and I, the readers. And point number three, and we conclude with this for today, is that the death of the human being does not signal the inability of God to keep the person alive. Rather, death is a wisdom-filled, predetermined reality that will affect every single creation, human being, jinn, and the angelic realm. We ask God to protect us and to give us the ability to know and recognize Him and to ensure that we work in the best way possible, that we can have the best resurrection and the best outcome on the Day of Judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.